producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Judge Stephan's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls now in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn at a corporate retreat for a couple of days.
Oof. Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Nice place to have a retreat. I'm going on a little retreat next weekend myself. Here.
So are we on the East Coast here? We're going to have a little retreat stuck in our houses for 2-3 days.
You got snow yet? The snow is
It's coming on Friday and into Saturday. And they're
what are the expectations? How much?
In Washington, D.C., they're saying it could be as much as a foot to 2 feet of snow.
Really? Oh, great. It's wintertime. Hooray.
You know, and just it's one of those teasers where all went along. It's been 50 degrees, 60 degrees. Oh, no, 45 degrees. And then, boom, drop the hammer on you.
All right. Quote of the day goes to Judge Judy, as in almost 10% of college graduates think she's on the Supreme Court, according to a new poll. She said, well done, America. Imagine that, 10% of college graduates. I should have asked Kara who Judge Judy is. We have fun.
She knows who Judge Judy is.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway. There's that television.
Judge Judy could buy the Supreme Court. That's how much money she's got.
Judge Judy has her own plane. And didn't she have a problem with her plane? Didn't it get stuck someplace?
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, I think that did happen. Meanwhile, speaking of people who are paying attention, Kara is apparently a big fan of Jeopardy. And the final Jeopardy clue stumped all three of the contestants who bet everything yesterday. So there was no winner. I think that's the first time. This program has been on the air since, what, the 60s? When did what's his face, come up? Merv Griffin created Jeopardy and Fortune and all of that stuff. So anyway, I don't remember when it was. Probably not that important to the story. The interesting thing, however, for those of you who follow this show, is that they have no returning champion now, which is not a problem they've had until now, it would seem.
1964.
That's when it started. Wow. Now, Trebek, I think, is the second host.
Art Fleming was 64 to 75, and then 78 to 79, and Alex Trebek from 84 on.
Yeah. I think one of the great things about, I loved, what's his face from St. Louis? That went out of my mind.
Johnny Gilbert?
No. Johnny Gilbert was the announcer, but Art Fleming was the first host.
Yeah.
Art Fleming was a guy who grew up in St. Louis, was a St. Louis radio guy, and then started doing local television. And he had that personality, pretty much like Ed McMahon. He was he was every man's host, and he did all kinds of television shows, and was probably most known for that. But he did a version, I think, of Concentration. McMahon did Concentration too. Hugh Downs did Concentration. All those people. That would have been a great job for me, actually. I would like to have done that kind of a thing. And I don't mean, like, time passes you by. I had a number. And how many people can say this? Maybe, Richie, even you. How many people have had opportunities to do something, and then they said, nah, you know, I don't want to do it. And then they look back and think, why didn't I do that?
Oh, I've had plenty of those.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, why did you do what you did?
Yeah, I remember her name was...
I see. Okay. What's the buzz today? The search has been suspended for those 12 Marines missing in the Hawaiian helicopter crash. Coast Guard said last night the search would transition to a recovery and salvage effort after these two helicopters crashed last week.
You got 30-foot waves. There's nothing to recover.
Yeah, it's
fish food now. Yeah. It's sad.
See you later. Well, you got to wonder, with all of the space there is in the sky, these things happen every once in a while. And I think it was daytime, too, wasn't it?
No, it was dark.
Was it dark?
Yeah.
But then the other side of it is, with all of the equipment that they have, you'd think they would be able to, it's all like, it's like so many other things. it is what it is, and yeah. all of the discussion about it isn't going to make any difference. What do you think about Sarah Palin saying Donald Trump will kick Daesh's you-know-what?
Isn't that something that she went for him instead of Cruz, who's the Tea Party guy?
Cruz is not liking this particularly. Did you listen to any of the audio?
Well, I mean, I heard Cruz thank her because it was her that pushed him into the Senate in the first place. She backed him
Cruz
and helped him get elected. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So he says, I'm grateful for her helping me make it here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was a stand-up guy about it. But she thinks Trump can shake it up a little bit more.
Does it make a difference that Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump? Who pays attention these days to Sarah Palin? Does she have any credibility at all? I had a little conversation with Meredith yesterday, and she didn't agree. I said, I don't think Sarah Palin is that smart. I remember when you and I decided that we were going to vote for her before we heard it, we just saw a picture of her and said, yeah, that's like a couple of fools.
Yeah, I mean, we were all excited because she was fresh and new, good looking, and seemed to have a spark. And
doesn't have too much in the way of gray matter, but she does have spark.
She's got plenty of spark, and she's, you know. She's kind of what Trump is now. Back then, she was, we were like, wow, look at this. Somebody different, an outsider who's willing to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the things, I mean, obviously you and I were, caveman thing.
Mungo Jerry.
Good looking. We liked that she was willing to speak up and speak out and say it like it was and work against the status quo.
So when I was listening to the announcement, the first thing after I heard, this is like a 24-minute piece, she goes on and on and on, and I sort of chuckling because it sounded like there was a lot of platitudes and stuff that really don't make you sound like you're the smartest person on the block. But the first thing that was said after, regardless of whether you think Sarah Palin makes any difference here, whether there's any impact, the first thing I heard said on the radio after the conversation was over and she had endorsed Trump, there was a shot, and I guess there's a relevance here, but the first thing that was said was that her son, Track Palin, had been charged in connection with some sort of assault with a woman that he's living with in Alaska. That was the first thing that guy said. And then after that, well, what value does Sarah Palin's endorsement have when her daughter, Bree, just had another child out of wedlock? Does that make a difference, or is it just a way to take a shot? And is that the way people are? Does the fact that her son is in trouble and her daughter, who sort of preached against the sort of thing that she has done twice now, and what does that say about Sarah Palin as a parent? Do all these things have relativity? Not in terms of her endorsement of Donald Trump, but in terms of how she presents herself. Yeah, I think that you can take a shot at it. But what bothered me is that the guy on the air, you could hear the glee in his voice. He could hardly wait to tell everybody that Sarah Palin's son had been charged with domestic assault. And, oh, by the way, if you haven't heard, Bristol just had another child out of wedlock.
Everybody loves to find some dirt on somebody.
Yeah. Well, isn't that is...
It's in New York Daily News. Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump in rambling speech.
It was a rambling speech. We've got a little of the audio there if you want to find it. Find the audio. We'll pause for a moment. We'll take you into yesterday's endorsement circus in a matter of moments. Quarter past the hour here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Okay, just a moment of Sarah Palin, in case you didn't hear her as she came out and gave her endorsement to Donald Trump.
We are ready for a change. We are ready, and our troops deserve the best. A new commander-in-chief whose track record of success has proven he is the master at the art of the deal. He is one who would know to negotiate.
Deal. Deal. She's talking about deal.
Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the deal. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again. Are you ready for that, Iowa?
Crowd doesn't sound that pumped up, do they?
No one put the foot in around.
All right, listen up.
Our troops deserve
that. That keeps going. Yeah. Do you see the picture of Don McLean? Got arrested yesterday in Maine.
As in by American Pie, Don McLean?
Yeah.
What did he do?
70 years old, beat up his wife.
Oh.
Misdemeanor domestic violence charge, posted $10,000 bail, released from jail. Police didn't say much about the arrest. A member of the selectmen in the town said the entire town was shocked. He lives in Portland. Well, actually, he lives in Camden, which is north. Camden is a beautiful community on the Coast Guard Route 1. You go into Camden, it's one of those real tourist trap kind of towns. I didn't really, he's a Canadian. I didn't know he lived up there. A spokesman didn't return calls. The wife had no comment. McLean had no comment. This sounds about 80 miles up the coast from Portland. But his signature song, American Pie, is something that recounts the deaths of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the big bopper in that plane crash.
Classic American song.
The manuscript for the song, Richie, was sold at an auction this year for $1.2 million.
It's American history, this song.
It really is.
Did you write the book of love? Do you have faith in God?
These sort of things are always sad when you think about it. I was looking at some pictures, early pictures of Glenn Frey, too.
I'm telling you. Let me tell you, this one hurts for me.
Yeah, it really is.
This he was probably one of my favorite rock stars.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I'm finding myself feeling it, too. more than David Bowie, frankly.
Yeah, I didn't feel the Bowie one as near as much.
If you look at the poll at DougSteffen.com, we asked you who's been lost so far this year impacts you most, and Glenn Frey came out at the top, 21 after the hour.
Teenage Bronc and Buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I...
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Three, I'm gonna be lonely.
Three.
Hi, hi, hi. 23 and change at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So we have our My Three Songs contest on the air right now. We're going to play you three snippets from three different tunes, different artists involved, and there's something about them that is similar. They have something in common. You got to figure it out. Call us at 888-302-3684. Tell us what they have in common, and you'll win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book about life and how great it can be if you do the work. Very inspirational book. You'll love it. So here we go. Speaking of inspiration, Queen as the first song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Classic.
Last time it was on the charts was 1992. Billboard reported it was one of the most popular songs that year. Didn't we just play somebody who had done a knockoff on this?
Oh, my goodness. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of knockoffs on this song.
Hundreds of thousands of...
The Muppets to Shatner to...
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right, too. Yeah. Shatner.
Everybody does this song.
All right, so Bohemian Rhapsody, the first in the three. What does it have in common with Twist and Shout by the Beatles? 7 weeks in the top 10. 1986 was the year. This was a great song for the Isley Bros in 1962. Been recorded by The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Salt and Pepper. Kristen, shout, crank it up, Richard.
You know you look so good, so good. You know you got me going now, just like I knew you would.
Good stuff.
So let's see here. The first song is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Second one, Beatles' Twist and Shout. Third song, Righteous Brothers. Number one hit in the UK back in 91. the original version and the new recording, actually both in the top 20 at the same time in 1991, making the Righteous Brothers the first artist to have two versions of the same song on the charts at the same time. And by the way, it is the most played song to this day on the radio, ever. More radio stations play this song.
Justin Bieber is catching up, though.
Yeah. Really?
No.
I don't think so. Catching up, well, I'll keep my comments to myself.
You know,
all right.
It's funny, all three of these songs, I have a specific memory of them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have anything to do with when they originally were hits.
302-3684. All these songs became, as I pointed out, hits more than once. And so what was the circumstance? That's what you got to figure out. They came around the second time. Why? First time, they were legitimate hits on the radio. Then they were used in what way for them to have come around again? Right? And that's basically, much of a clue as I want to give.
Right, and that's a good one, so.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of why.
302-3684. Yeah. All right, let's get to work with Alex, who's quickly in the focus here. All right, Alex, what do these songs have in common?
They were all in movies.
They were hits the second time around after being in a movie. Wayne's World, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Ghost, respectively. All right, that's cool. Good job. We're going to send you a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. You will like it. Whoever's in your life will enjoy this book. It'll be a good inspiration for the beginning of the year. So hold on just a second, Alex, and thank you to everybody else who figured this out. It wasn't easy. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Common question on the show is about dog aggression. There are many, many different reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another person or another dog or a cat or any number of things. The dog may be afraid, he may be stressed because his space has been violated, he may feel the need to dominate if he's been trained submissively, he may be protective of you or the family, he may just be curious or he may be overexcited. There are many things you can do to prevent aggression. First of all, be calm and decisive. Dogs are very, very intuitive and very sensitive to their guardian's feelings. So if you're stressed out, if you're afraid, if you're anticipating a reaction on your dog's part, the dog will react accordingly. When you're dealing with aggression, sometimes the best thing to do is ignore. Teach your dog avoidance. Very often, the owner will overreact to the dog's aggression, creating more. So remember, good basic training, a lot of socializing, and you won't have to resolve the problem because your dog won't be aggressive to begin with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen at the ready. 888-302-3684, always available, plus facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day, working on an Instagram account that I think will be neat to add to the social media realities of the Good Day program. Speaking of realities, in a move that may remind a lot of you of dipping your fries into a chocolate shake.
Ooh.
McDonald's is now using chocolate sauces on their French fries in Japan. Apparently, the Japanese like chocolate French fries. So this is now called the McChoco potato.
Ew.
McChoco potato drenched with chocolate. And actually, you can choose whether you want dark chocolate or white chocolate on your French fries.
That's just two tastes that don't go together for me.
No, it doesn't, it doesn't do a doggone. I don't much. I do remember having had McDonald's fries once in my life when my son stopped at a McDonald's. I've not ever been into a McDonald's. Does that sound elitist when I say that? I'm not trying to be elitist.
Not elitist, no.
I just don't like that sort of thing. At any rate, I remember they tasted pretty good. Actually,
oh, of course they do. They're sugar coated and they're dipped in whatever oil.
Fat.
Absolutely.
All right. So anyway, they're testing them in Japan before they put them someplace else. In Japan they have had other alternatives: cheese sauce with French fries, bacon wrapped around French fries.
That's better than chocolate.
You think?
I can get around bacon and potato. Bacon and chocolate, not so much. Or potato and chocolate, not so much.
Jamie Foxx is in the news today. He talked to reporters yesterday about a car accident that happened right in front of his home. And the good thing is this fellow, the driver, was in a jam. And so Jamie Foxx ran out to help this fellow. He saved the driver. And there are a couple of different people who witnessed this. And here's part of the story in Jamie Foxx.
He has EMT scissors.
Amazing.
Hits the window, clear the glass. I climb in and I try to hit his seatbelt, but he's hovered over, so the seatbelt is on him. And so I grab the scissors from him, cut the seatbelt, but it's on his neck, but we cut it off of his neck. And then as the flames do come into the cabin, I lean back, but I think what it did, it hit his legs, which made him extend. Your son's a fighter. And when he extends out of the cabin, pull him out. And as we pull him out, within 5 seconds later, the truck goes up.
So he's talking to the mother. The father.
He's talking to the father of the kid, and here's the father.
It doesn't matter to me who it was or what they do for a living or whatever. Just the idea that someone would do that is so much more than I can fathom. So I just... It's all tears of joy. You know, he's got two sisters and a brother. They would have lost their brother if it wasn't for him.
What I find as interesting is the whole scenario here is that Jamie Foxx lives on a road.
that much traffic.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't even know where it is. It's not clear to me where it is, and maybe it's not important to the story, but why in the world would Jamie Foxx...
Well, the sad part here is that the kid was drunk and speeding, and that's why he wrecked in the first place, but obviously it's a great thing that Jamie Foxx was there to pull him out, and the kid will certainly learn his lesson, that's for sure.
Other names in the news today, Chelsea Handler, who hasn't really been too visible of late, now, not necessarily by her own doing, is in the focus because Heather McDonald, who is a comedian of some note, former writer for Chelsea Handler on that show Chelsea Lately, has been interviewed by several newspapers and magazines. She says Chelsea was a horrible boss, and she lived in fear every day that she worked for her. This is some of the audio from an interview that she gave this week.
Every day we would like walk around and get a coffee. And be like, what do you think? Do you think she'll sign up for 3 more years? Do you think she'll sign up for 2? We didn't really know.
And no one could ask her?
No, I wouldn't have been comfortable asking her at that time. Like a couple years prior, yes, but not at that time. And then I was going to the Laker game, and I was looking at Twitter, and we were in the car with my kids. And someone just tweeted, "Say it isn't so, Heather," with a link. And I clicked on it, and it said that her manager was on a red carpet and said that Chelsea's leave the show was ending this year. I lived in fear, 100% lived in fear. I enjoyed my time there. I was happy. But, I mean, something could happen, and my heart would be, like, beating. And I'd be like, is this it? You know? And then somehow I just managed to keep surviving. You know what? I think she's a good person. I don't agree with how she treats relationships in her life. I think she's missing out.
Wow.
What's that got to do? All right, tell you, this stuff becomes there's so much.
How many people do we know where that is the case, Doug?
In what respect?
You get big names, and they are really good people.
Yeah.
But they just flip out all the time. Because they want things to be perfect, or they're just
Hillary Clinton
stressed.
Is that way apparently.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stress involved, and this is the fodder that the checkout magazines are based on. I find it interesting how much attention this has gotten in the last 24 hours versus some of the other things going on. Howard Stern had her on, Chelsea Handler on. To ask her about Heather McDonald's comments.
Do you want to talk about this article in the Daily News?
Sure, which one?
Comedian Heather McDonald lived in fear of Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, someone
talked about it. She said, "Oh, I lived in fear of Chelsea Handler." Now, do you think there's any validity to this, or do you feel like this is a low blow?
When I found out at work
that she was trading stories to Us Weekly about my personal life in exchange for having her photograph run in the magazine.
Oh.
That is when I could have fired her.
Right.
I did not fire her. She had a job for 4 more years. I never hung out with her personally again.
Because that's
so
a betrayal.
I hope she was living in fear.
Right.
And she wasn't fearful. I mean, it's not an internment camp. If you're that fearful, then get a job.
Right.
What are you talking about? And then she made a comment about me not discussing my renewal, like when I was quitting my job. Why the f*** would I talk to her about what I was doing? She's a writer on my show. She's not my partner. You can do so many things to me before you sell a story to a tabloid about me, or not sell it, exchange it for a picture of yourself.
Isn't that amazing?
She's got a point.
Yeah.
Well, what business is it of yours whether I'm going to sign or resign?
That would be like you talking to one of the trades about something that I said
right.
had nothing to do with the radio program. Because you know me well. You observe me. We're around each other in our best and worst moments. And so if you went ratting to some trade about me, I'd probably want to kick your butt off the program, too.
And you know, in our business, sometimes we work with big names.
Yeah.
And there's a loyalty that goes with. And sometimes it's tough. Sometimes working for people like this is tough. Because you have to have a bit of an ego to be in this business.
Well.
And you have to be driven to be in this business. And it ain't all pulling daisies out of the ground when you're working in a job like this sometimes.
It's like any other job that pays well. There are other people who want the job. They may not be as good, but they may think they're as good. And then there are the people who, because they're so jealous, they're spiteful. But yet, who gets the attention? I mean, I don't know who Heather McDonald is. I've never heard of her before. If I knew who she was, but now I know who she is.
That's the thing.
And that's what people want. They want to be, they want people to know who they are. They want their moment in the sun, whatever
it is. I know
hosts
who make their staffs sign, do not disclose.
I haven't used that one of those.
Right. You know, where if you say anything about me, I have the right to sue your pants off. And you lose your job.
There's confidentiality statements to get signed all the time.
And I'll tell you, this is something I tell every new employee. Every radio host you ever meet is a little bit crazy.
Really?
They're all good people, but they're...
You tell them that about me?
Absolutely. You're
really?
The first one I tell them that. Come on. I mean, we all know it. We're all a little bit crazy. And when
just because I'm taking...
come to work here, you have to make them... You have to prepare them for that.
The latest thing that I've done is it...
you just had your ears waxed the other day and had 2 inches of wax pulled out of your ears.
Okay, so I had my ears waxed. Yesterday I started taking transcendental meditation courses. Was that something you found objectionable or you found unusual? Not objectionable necessarily, but unusual. And as a matter of fact, I want to talk to Dr. Ron Hoffman about meditation, get his thoughts about whether it helps to keep you. One of the reasons I decided to take the meditation course was because I believe it will help relieve stress and anxiety and fear. Not that I have a lot of anxiety and fear, but I have stress in my life. Does it work from his perspective? We'll find out in a couple of minutes. Dr. Ron Hoffman up next here with us on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here with us on the Good Day program. He joins us every week at this time for an overview of medicine from his perspective. And you can get a really good idea of what his perspective is by going to his website, Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. And do yourself a favor. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. The website, there are a lot of great articles. You can download his podcast of his radio program that he does over the weekend. Follow him on Facebook. He has intelligent things to say about what's going on in medicine. So check it out at drhoffman.com. I was just mentioning, you probably heard me say that I started to take a transcendental meditation course because I believe that meditation is a good way to sort of calm down. And my first experiences with it, frankly, were yesterday, and it did exactly what they said it would do. It brought me down very quickly from whatever was buzzing around in my mind to what kept me up to a point of pretty much complete relaxation. What does that do over a long term to your body if you do something like this, or if you don't pay attention to the signs of stress?
Well, they call this the science of mindfulness, and it doesn't necessarily mean getting into an uncomfortable lotus position. I suppose they don't have you doing contortions to do this.
No, it's just sit or lie quietly.
And so what it does is it slows the heart, it improves the circulation, lowers blood pressure, and it may even enhance the immune system because, well, the mind is the control point of many systems in the body. And there really are benefits to that. There are also benefits in terms of productivity because you hit the bed and you sleep 6-7 hours, but it's a form of rest that's very different from the type of rest that you may get from 15 or 20 minutes in a TM state or meditative state. So, you're going to see dividends in terms of your productivity, your focus as you broadcast, your ability to recall, lots and lots of good stuff.
So you would recommend it?
Totally.
Did you have to dress up like a monk to do this?
No, yeah. Okay. Just take your shoes off.
Is he chanting Om? Om?
No. But there is there's not a chance.
What does transcendental mean? It just trans.
Carry across.
Okay.
Chain.
To what?
To a better state.
Okay.
This has been around for like.
I'm just trying to figure out the difference between meditation and transcendental meditation is.
Well, transcendental meditation, in my experience in trying meditation in different forms, is just easier, frankly.
Yeah, it's a brand. It's a way of making it more accessible to the masses and less esoteric and without the religious connotations.
Right. People think it's a cult. It's not. Yeah, no religion. Right. Nothing tied to it except how to do it.
Yeah.
There is a report out this week linking acid reflux to kidney disease. Mm-hmm. How often when your patients come in, you're a holistic guy, what do you tell them to do if they have acid reflux?
Well, it's not so much the acid reflux per se. It's the medications that are used long-term for acid reflux. So yet another knock against these what are called PPIs, the powerful proton pump inhibitors that so many Americans use for things like what used to be referred to as ordinary heartburn. People would take a little Rolaids or Mylanta or something. Now they take powerful drugs for a lifetime. It's really diet related to a large extent. It's also related to obesity because excess weight puts pressure on the stomach and causes the stomach contents to reflux upwards. So it's often easily remediable with lifestyle changes rather than taking the purple pill.
Would lifestyle changes have changed Glenn Frey's life? What brought about his demise?
You know, I think about that. And he obviously was a guy who suffered from inflammation with a capital I, lots of inflammation. He had ulcerative colitis.
Explain that. Give us a second or two on that. What is
bleeding from the intestinal tract.
Now, his manager says that the reason he had the colitis is because of a medication from the rheumatoid arthritis. Do you put any validity on that?
Yes. We don't know the details.
details and that's sheer speculation. But, you know, when you have rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis, you're likely to be on these very powerful immunosuppressive medications. Okay, they take down the volume on your immune response, which is good for the rheumatoid arthritis and for the colitis. But it also takes down your immune vigilance. And ultimately, he got an infection and his body wasn't able to cope with it. And he died of pneumonia. So
67.
That's quite plausible that the medications had something to do with it.
All right. There's the word Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out his website. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, moving along with things that are of interest and import to you and your life. Warren Eckstein is here from Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend. A lot of great radio stations carry this program. The radio station you're listening to, if it doesn't have Warren Eckstein on it, they're no good. Call the station, tell them to get Warren on, or you're not listening anymore. How's that for a plug, Warren? Pretty good,
not
huh?
Too bad, Doug. I like it.
Thank you. All right, the dog flu. What's the story? The dog flu, people say, okay, am I going to get this? Is it contagious? Does one dog give it to another dog? What kind of questions are you getting from your listeners, whether it be on the program or through social media, about the dog flu?
I've heard of no cases where the flu was zoonotic, spread from the animal to people, so I don't think that's a concern for anyone. In terms of dog to dog, they're still working on it, but you know, the bottom line is this. My dog, who I normally would take to a dog park, is not going to a dog park till this is all figured out.
Well, is it across the country? I mean, you saw, if you watched the video of this the other day, I don't remember which network it was, not important, but there was a red, wherever it started, Minnesota or Wisconsin or someplace, a red, they put the state red, and then they put red in the other states where the dog flu had transferred to, and it didn't seem to have any rhyme or reason, like how would a
Dogs are mobile, you know, dogs travel, whether it be in the guy driving an 18-wheeler with his dog in the car with him, or someone driving cross country, or someone going to visit grandma across the state line. So, you know, they start out gradually. I'm hoping it's at a stopping point. But, you know, as with these flus in the past, with the parvo, the corona, all of these different, you know, they tend to spread because people, you know, board their dogs. That's why years ago, if you take your dog to a boarding facility or a daycare facility and they don't make you show proof that your dog is vaccinated, I would not leave my dog there.
Really? Ah, that's an interesting. I've forgotten all about that. Vaccinations for dogs. You have your dogs all vaccinated no matter
what? Yeah, especially if they're going to be staying with a group of other dogs. There's something called the kennel cough, and it's very easily spread, and it takes a long time to get rid of.
Well, yeah, we know somebody's dog who died after going to a kennel because the other dogs weren't vaccinated. Yeah,
exactly, and there's a vaccine, parainfluenza vaccine. It doesn't prevent every type, but it prevents most of the types. So when I was running my facility, every dog that came in must be up to date, and I never took your word for it. I wanted a veterinary note.
So the dog that we got in down at the Kill Pound in Brooklyn, Millie, was sick when we first got her. Didn't really notice it until we got home with her. And because I think of love and attention and spending some money and that sort of focus, she was saved. But I think she came out of the kennel, other dogs in that kennel. And it isn't on the kennel necessarily. The dogs that come in, I would think it would be very hard. It's like listeria to get rid of this stuff.
Especially at the state and city and county shelters, because they're just taking dogs in off the street. Yeah. So it's a lot more difficult for them.
Right.
By the way, save your bail money. I may need it, Doug.
What's the matter?
I'm taking on a major city in their shelters once again.
Really? Which city?
A major city. We'll talk about it.
Oh, come on.
I'm taking them on. Last time I took them on, it went pretty far, but I'm taking them on.
You got arrested?
It's L.A.
I got into a lot of trouble. Let's put it that way.
Is it here in L.A.?
It could be. But we'll talk more about it in the future. But I'm going to take too many animals.
Only if you're out of jail.
Too many animals being killed for no reason. It's time someone else stood up and talked.
Well, I think New York is better at it than Los Angeles is. New York, there's an attempt. I don't know whether it's because they're privately run versus publicly run. Do you think that has a difference?
Absolutely. You're talking about political appointees that have been there for life. In other words, in order to get rid of them, even murder doesn't get rid of them.
So. You know, Warren, my wife is from Colombia, and whenever we go to Colombia or you go to any other kind of second world / third world country, the street dogs are just part of life.
Yeah.
And my wife has joined up with some high school friends of hers to form a group to try and take care of the street dogs in their city to try and get all the female dogs neutered, spayed.
Sure.
And it's amazing when you go to pretty much you go to any other country. And Doug, you've been around enough. Street dogs are just a way of life.
I've seen them all over the place. Asia, Africa, Los Angeles.
There was a movie made about a year or so ago called Stray Dogs of Los Angeles, which you can go to any of the really bad neighborhoods and you'll just see dogs wandering and wandering. Mm-hmm. Spay and neuter and education, that's the only answer to get to the kids, educate the kids about spaying and neutering, let them bother the parents to get their dogs done.
All right, let's go back for a second to talking about adopting a pet from a shelter. This is something that takes some time. You've advised that in any number of columns and blog posts that you've made. Taking time, what does that mean? You go in and you pick a dog and give him a week or a month or a day? How do you...
Here's the bottom line, okay? And I'm going to use a bad word, but it's okay to use. Once something comes into my house and it kisses me and it pees, he's there for life. So when you adopt a dog or adopt a cat, prepare yourself in advance, make the commitment, and stick to it.
Yeah. Well, making the commitment is one thing. Taking care of them, it's difficult because you see them and you don't want to leave them there. That's the problem.
You want to take them all. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein is here with us from the.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.